Tax dodgers in the 12 European Union countries, which introduced new euro coins and notes on January 1st, are facing a monumental task. They must spend the billions of Deutschmarks and francs and other currencies they've been hiding, in some cases under mattresses, before the money becomes worthless. And they can only hope the tax authorities won't start asking questions. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
The cash stasher's denomination of choice in France is known as the Marie Curie. The face of the discoverer of radium adorns the 500-franc bill. It's worth just under $70. About three-quarters of the Marie Curies nationwide are thought to be hoarded. A poll actually shows that the mattress is the least favored hiding spot, far behind a locked metal box, the floorboards, the basement, or a flower pot. But wherever they may have been hidden, the Marie Curies are now seeing the light of day.
Bonjour, Madame Fronto.
Manager Stéphane Conon closes the cash register in one of the Nicolas wine shops in Paris. Conon says there's no doubting that hidden bills are coming out before the final deadline for conversion to the new euro currency in mid-February.
On va dire que depuis fin septembre, oui, on note une recrudescence de l'apparition du billet de 500 francs.
Since September, there have been about 2 to 3 times as many 500-franc notes. The mattresses in France have to be emptied before the 17th of February. And since in December we usually do a lot of sales, I think we'll see even more cash then.
It is hard to pin down exactly where the money is going. Anecdotal evidence suggests much is being spent on durable goods, on things like fridges and stoves. Some reports say antiques are a favorite buy, since dealers often handle large amounts of cash anyway. But there is no doubt about the reality of the spending spree, says Christian de Boissieu, a leading economist at Sorbonne University.
We think that about 150 billion French francs are going to come back into the economic circuit with this disordering process.
That makes about $20 billion, enough to give a small but timely boost to consumption this year. De Boissieu says he can only guess, but he imagines that about a third of that sum amounts to ill-gotten gains. He adds, though, that as tempting as all the Marie Curies might be to French tax collectors, the government has chosen to turn a blind eye. The focus is on making the introduction of coins and bills a success.
It would be crazy to say the goal is to punish the people who, for one reason, good or less good, earn such a large denomination notes. Therefore, the ethical dimension of this transition are less important than to succeed the launching of a concrete euro.
De Boissieu notes that banks may convert up to 8,000 euros worth of francs without having to inform the government. But he says that anyone with imagination could split up amounts larger than that and discreetly convert their Marie Curies in several banks. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.